Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah Media presents Our Obligation Towards Our Prisoners by Shaykh Abu Adnan, dedicated to all our Muslim brothers and sisters imprisoned around the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and earth, the one and only deserves to be worshipped. Praised He who created us, and He tests us in many ways that He like, to bring out the good out of us, and to see from us who is really sincere and who is really not sincere, and the hypocrites. And peace and blessings be on the last Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one faced calamities like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one endured hardship like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by reflecting through his biography and his seerah, you could see that he lived a very hard life. No one was tested like him. I start with this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. And we will certainly test you with some fear and hunger and loss of wealth, loss of life and fruits, and give that glad tiding to the patient ones. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses, He said that He will test us. In this verse, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the brothers and sisters in jail find comfort. They find comfort through hearing the verses of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to trial the true believers. And they would know that Allah is trialing them. And He's testing their iman and testing their faith. For the brothers and sisters who are in jail, they find comfort with Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. They find comfort with the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, jail is more dearer to me than that to which they invited me. Jail is more beloved to him than being free, but he doesn't want to fall into polytheism. That is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine yourself a prisoner, and you cannot talk to no one, or no one can talk to you, for more than 23 hours a day. And you remember the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was kidnapped, thrown down the well, sold in the market, then went to jail for something he never committed. And then he was released. And as for the families of the ones, they have members in jail, they have salwa, they have comfort with the story of Ya'qub. When he lost his two children, he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. He said, so patience is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring them back all to me. Truly only He is all-knowing, all-wise. And he said, قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. He said, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah. I know from Allah that which you know not. So Yaqub عليه الصلاة والسلام, he lost his two children, Yusuf and his younger brother. And then he had no one to complain to except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he never gave up. He never lost hope. And this is the case of the believer.
that he never loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, يَا بَنِيَّ ذَهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفُ.
Oh my children, go look for Yusuf.
وَأَخِيهِ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ.
And his brother, and do not give up from the mercy of Allah.
إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
Indeed, the ones who give up from the mercy of Allah are the disbelievers. That is how simple it is, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his two children, he does not know where they are. They disappeared. And wallahi, throughout the Lebanese war, that Allah lived through it. And I heard mothers crying out, I wish I know my son is locked up. I wish I know my son has passed away. I wish I know that my son disappeared for 20 years. I do not know what he is. And that is the case of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He lost his two children and he does not know where they are, and still had hope in Allah. So the hope will remain in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَنَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ.
And we will try you, so we know the ones who truly strive for the sake of Allah, and the one who has patience, and we will test your facts, whether you're a liar or truthful. And that is the reality. That is the cycle of life, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every conflict, there is death, there is hostages, there is prisoners, and that is the life, and that's how life is. But Allah trials the people who are in jail and trials us with them. What are we going to do towards them? They are being trialed, we know that. But what are we doing as Muslims towards them? Allah is trialing us also. Allah is testing every single one of us. And the textual proof for that are many in the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, your nation is one nation. Ummatul Tawheed. And I am your Lord, so worship me. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. Our brothers. And here, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah said, commenting on this verse, he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ أَيْ فِي الدِّينِ وَالْحُرْمَ لَا فِي النَّسَبِ. He said that the believers are brothers in religion and in Islamic rites. لَا فِي النَّسَبِ, not in lineage, not in blood. أُخُوَّةُ الدِّينِ أَثْبَتُ مِنْ أُخُوَّةِ النَّسَبِ. The brotherhood in Islam is much firmer and stronger than the brotherhood in lineage. And he said, فَإِنَّ أَخُوَّةَ النَّسَبِ تَنْقَطِعُ بِمُخَالَفَةِ الدِّينِ. Indeed, the brotherhood of lineage, it is cut by the opposition and the disagreement in religion. وَأَخُوَّةُ الدِّينِ لَا تَنْقَطِعُ بِمُخَالَفَةِ النَّسَبِ. And the brotherhood of the deen, it's not cut by disagreement and opposition in lineage. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadhlumhu wa la yakhdilhu wa la yahqiruhu. A Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. He does not oppress him, and he does not let him down, and he does not degrade him. And here, Imam An-Nawawi said, commenting on this hadith, wa amma la yakhdilhu, as for not letting him down, he said, the scholars said, Al-Khadlu tarku al-i'anati wal-nasr. Al-Khadl is to abandon and abstain from supporting and giving victory and hope to your brother. And also Abu Dawood, and listen to this hadith. Listen and open your ears to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمْ يَخْذُلُ امْرِئًا مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْضِعٍ تُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ وَيُنْتَقَسُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوْضِعٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُسْرَتَهُ. No Muslim, he let down his brother in Islam in a place where his Islamic rights been violated and his dignity and honor be taken away from him, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would let down this man in a place where he is in need for the support of his brothers. وَمَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ يَنْصُرُ مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْضِعٍ يُنْتَقَسُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ وَتُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ إِلَّا نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوْضِعٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتَهُ. And no person that gives support to a Muslim in a place where he's been belittled and his honor is taken away from him and his Islamic rights are taken away from him, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give him the nusra in a place where he needed. So when you let down your brothers, when you let down your sisters in Islam, know that Allah is going to let you down. If it is not in this dunya, in the hereafter. Because the other hadith,
it says the same thing. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أُذِلَّ عِنْدَهُ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَمْ يَنْصُرْهُ وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى أَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
Whomever humiliate, whomever a Muslim is humiliated in a place that he can help him and he does not help him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will humiliate that person in front of all the creation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ نَصَرَ أَخَاهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَهُوَ يَسْتَطِعُ نَصْرَهُ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whomever give victory and support to his brother while he's absent, and he's able to do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him and give him victory in the dunya and the hereafter. And the proofs are many, my brothers and sisters in Islam. We're just mentioning few. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. And if they seek your help in religion, you have to, فَعَلَيْكُمْ, you have to, obligated, must give them the victory. And listen to Ibn al-Arabi. And in this lecture I quoted Ibn al-Arabi, and you quoted al-Qurtubi, because of the situation they were living in. The Andalus was being destroyed by the attacks of the Crusaders. Other Muslims, the Abbasid, was not supporting them. And they had no support and they were slaughtered by the millions. Listen to Ibn al-Arabi what he said. فَإِنَّ الْوِلَايَةَ مَعَهُمْ قَائِمَةٌ وَالنُّصْرَةُ لَهُمْ وَاجِبَةٌ حَتَّى لَا تَبْقَى مِنَّا عَيْنٌ تَطْرُفْ حَتَّى نَخْرُجَ إِلَى اسْتِنْفَادِهِمْ إِنْ كَانَ عَدَدُنَا يَحْتَمِلُ ذَلِكَ. He said, the wilaya, the allegiance is established and erected with them. And the nusra, giving them victory and help them, is an obligation. Until no eye remain blinking. And until we're all dead, simply. Until we go out and save them if our numbers are sufficient. أو نبذل جميع أموالنا في استخراجهم حتى لا يبقى لأحد درهم. Or we spend all the wealth that we have until each one of us, he has no dirham in his pocket. يعني until you empty all your pocket to support your brothers and sisters in Islam. And here he said, this is what Imam Malik said, and the scholars. And he said, describing his situation, the shameless situation that they were going through, which is exactly the same situation of today, he said, فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ عَلَى مَا حَلَّ بِالْخَلْقِ فِي تَرْكِهِمْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ فِي أَسْرِ الْعَدُوِّ وَفِي أَيْدِيهِمْ خَزَائِنُ وَأَمْوَالٍ وَفُضُولِ الْأَحْوَالِ وَالْقُدْرَةِ وَالْعَدَدِ وَالْقُوَّةِ وَالْجَلَدِ. He said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ إِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What has happened? What has happened to the creation? And here he means the Muslims. They left their brothers in Islam hostage to the enemies of Allah, and the Muslims had the wealth, the treasures of wealth, and fudul al-ahwal. They were living an affluent life, and they had the good life, they had the ability and the number and the strength and the power, and they left their Muslim brothers get slaughtered. And that's what happened in Andalus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَ تُفَادُوهُمْ وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the meaning, and if they come to you as captive, you ransom them, although their expulsion was forbidden to you. Do you believe in part of the book and disbelieve in part of it? Al-Qurtubi said, which is, he was from the Qurtuba in Andalus, he said, وَلَعَمْرُ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَعْرَضْنَا نَحْنُ عَنِ الْجَمِيعِ بِالْفِتَنِ فَتَظَاهَرَ بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ لَيْسَ بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ بَلْ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. He said, by Allah, we turned away from the people because of the fitan that happening amongst us. It's not Muslims fighting Muslims only. No, Muslims and the allegiance of groups of the Muslims with the kuffar against their brothers in Islam. He said, حتى تركنا إخواننا أذلاء صاغرين يجري عليهم حكم المشركين. He said, until we left our brothers belittled, humiliated, and the ruling of the kuffar is over them. He said, فلا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. قال علماؤنا فداء الأسرى واجب وإن لم يبقى درهم واحد. He said, our scholars said that saving our asra, our hostages, our prisoners is an obligation even if we do not have not even one dirham in our pocket. And then he narrated what Ibn Khuwayzir Mindad, another Maliki scholar, he said, تضمنت الآية وجوب فك الأسارة
وبذلك وردت الآثار عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه فك الأسارى وأمر بفكهم وجرى بذلك عمل المسلمين وانعقد به الإجماع ويجب فك الأسارى من بيت المال فإن لم يكن هو فرض على كافة المسلمين ومن قام به منهم أسقط الفرض عن الباقين.
He said this verse has in meaning encompassed the obligation of ransoming the hostages and the prisoners and saving them. And with this the athar, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that he did ransom the hostage. And he said, he ordered that we go out and save them. And with this was the action and the deeds of the Muslim ummah throughout the years. And it is a consensus amongst the scholars. وَجَجِبُ فَكُّ الْأَسَارَ مِنْ بَيْتِ الْمَالِ. And it is obligatory to ransom the prisoners from Bayt al-Mal. Today we don't have Bayt al-Mal. And he said, if there is no Bayt al-Mal or there is not enough money, then all the Muslims, it's a communal obligation. And also now, we don't have Amir al-Mu'mineen to take money from the people. So what do? We leave the Asra, or it's an individual obligation on every single one of us. And in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَطْعِمُ الْجَائِعُ وَعُودُ الْمَرِيدُ وَفُكُّ الْعَانِي. Feed the hungry. Visit the sick. وَفُكُّ and save, help, release العاني. الإمام بن حجر, he said, العاني الأسير. الأسير, the prisoner, the hostage. In another hadith in Bukhari, عن مطرف أن عامرا حدثهم عن أبي جحيفة رضي الله عنه, قال قلت لعلي رضي الله عنه. أبي جحيفة said to علي رضي الله عنه, in the hadith in Bukhari, هل عندكم شيء من الوحي إلا ما في كتاب الله؟ Do you have anything from the revelation? يعني you, Ahl al-Bayt, the descendant of the Prophet ﷺ. Do you have anything from the revelation except what is in the book of Allah, other than the book of Allah? Ali radiallahu anhu replied, he said, وَالَّذِي فَرَقَ الْحَبَّةَ وَبَرَأَ النَّسْمَةَ. And by the one who split the seed and created the nice breeze, مَا أَعْلَمُهُ إِلَّا فَهْمًا يُعْطِيهِ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ. I do not know except an understanding that Allah gives in the Qur'an. وَمَا فِي هَذِهِ الصَّحِفَةِ. And what's in this paper? He said, وَمَا فِي هَذِهِ الصَّحِفَةِ. And what's in this paper? He said, قَالَ الْعَقْلُ وَفِكَاكُ الْأَسِيرُ وَأَنْ لَا يُقْتَلَ مُسْلِمٌ بِكَافِرٌ. He said, one of them is to save, to help, to ransom الأسير. Ibn Abbas narrated that Umar radiallahu anhu said, كل أسير كان في أيدي المشركين من المسلمين ففكاكه من بيت مال المسلمين. And every أسير in the hands of the polytheist from the Muslims, his release has to be from بيت المال. Again, we don't have بيت المال. And Hamid ibn Abdul Rahman, he said that Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, لئن أستنفذ رجلا من المسلمين من أيدي الكفار أحب إلي من جزيرة العرب. To save one Muslim, one, from the hands of the kuffar, more beloved to me than ruling all of the Arabian Peninsula. I just want to ask those Arab rulers. I just want to ask those Arab kings. What are you going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? You tortured the Muslims. On the contrary, those Arab kings, they say to the enemies of Allah, give us those people and we torture them. If you have laws against torturing, we will torture them in our land. Because we are gods beside Allah. What are they going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such oppression towards the Muslims? With such oppression towards the slave of Allah? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You all heard the story of the two British nurses who killed an Australian girl in Saudi Arabia. The whole country, England, was turned upside down. They said, we will not allow you, the Muslims, to implement the Sharia law on them. Two, nurses, killers. Now maybe they have the ideology, potentially dangerous. No, they're killers and proving killers and they agreed to it. This is the kuffar. What about us, the Muslims? Shalit, one of the soldiers of Israel. Israel turned the whole world upside down for one person. We are taken bilhazamat, by bundles. And Allah knows. And Allah knows what happening to our brothers and sisters in Islam. And the Muslim ummah still sleeping. And the Muslim youth still worrying about McDonald's and what I'm going to do. And Ya akhi, you're a son of an ummah. There is an ummah behind you. You're a muwahid. Allah sent you to this world not to sleep, not to eat and drink, not to enjoy like an animal. You're a Muslim. You have a risala, you have a message to take out to the world. Allah sent you as a messenger to creation, as a witness over all the creation. And then the calamity of the ummah in front of us, and the best out of us sleeps during the day. Watch it, maybe a tear comes down with no reaction. With no reaction, the proper reaction. There is many ways we can help our brothers. But we are sleeping, we rather sleep. We rather say, my brother would do it. Let me give you this story. A man, he's a leader of a town, that's a story, was going through starvation. The people were starving in it. And then he wants to help them. He thought out of a way. He said, I want each one of you tonight to come with a cup of milk and put it in the big pot that he put for them. He put a big pot, empty pot, in the middle of the town. He said, you come at night so no one can see you and put a cup of milk inside that pot. He woke up in the morning and he found the pot empty. And when he gathered the people, he said to them, I know what has happened to you. You sitting in your house, you say, oh, my friend Muhammad does it and my friend Khalid will do it. Khalas, I don't have to. Who's going to notice my cup? Who's going to notice my cup of milk in that big drum? Khalas, Ahmed do it. And Ahmed says Muhammad does it. And Muhammad does Ahmed. So we end up with no result. Isn't it our case today? This is why we depend on each other. Until group of sisters, they want to help the prisoners. Let me tell you a couple of stories, since we're talking about stories. Al-Hakam bin Hisham, the Emir of the Andalus, he heard about a woman, she was taken as a hostage. And he heard, she said, Wa Hakama, oh Hakam, help me and save me from the hands of the enemies of Allah. He belittled himself. And he felt the emotion running through his body. He gathered the army and he took his army. This is in year 196, when men were men. He took the army and went to the land of the Kuffar. He conquered it, attacked every fort, turned them upside down until he was able to find the fort where this girl is, and he came back to Qurtuba. As the Mansur ibn Abi Amir in one of the battles in the north of Andalus, he was coming from the battle back home. One of you has come back 5 o'clock from work, tired. He can't even talk to his wife. He wants to eat and sleep. A man, a king, comes from the battle with his army and the door of northern of Qurtuba, a woman stands up for him. She says, Ya Amir, my son is in the hands of the Franks and in the hands of the Crusaders. It is obligatory on you to save him or pay his ransom and bring my son back to me. A woman speaks to Amir al-Mu'mineen. We have a person, an alim, who says to a king, ittaqillah, he destroys his life. She stood up for Amir al-Mu'mineen and said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, my son is a hostage, do something. He refused to go into his house. He turned the army around and saved the man and came back. This is when the ummah had izzah. This is when the ummah, when Amir al-Mu'mineen used to go visit the land of the kuffar and the church bells will stop. Why? Out of respect to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Compare and compare. The story is sad. I cannot continue. Subhanallah al-Azim. Al-Imam Ibn Hazm rahimahullah, he said in his book Maratib al-Ijma', he said it is consensus that the Muslims must release and save the hostages even if they have to pay money to their enemies. Why the logic here? Because if someone is declared war on you and fighting you, and you're given money, he's going to take that money and use it against you. The ulama said, yes, let them take the money and use it against us, but we need to save the Muslims. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he sent one of his subjects. His name is Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Amr. He said, Ya Abdul Rahman, go and save the hostages of the Muslims. He went to negotiate with them. He said, It was in Constantinople. He sent him to Constantinople. He said to him, أَرَأَيْتَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ As you see, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, that if they want me to swap a Roman for a Muslim, do I do that? He said, give him more. He said, what about 2 for 1? He said, give him 3. He said, what about 3 for 1? He said, give him 4. Give him everything we have. Why? He said, you're not buying a Muslim, you're buying Islam. You're buying the dignity of Islam here. Because the enmity, not because of he is a human, the enmity because of the aqidah he carries. That is the problem. And that's what Umar bin Abdul Aziz understood. And here also, the ulama have spoken openly about this issue. Like Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he said, and he's a great Hanbali scholar in the Mughni, فَصْلٌ وَيَجِبُ فِدَاءُ أَسْرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِذْ أَمْكَنْ A chapter, it is obligatory to save the children of the Muslims if it is possible. And al-Nawawi said, rahimahullah, in his book Ar-Rawda, I'm bringing an evidence from every madhab. So if you're a Shafi'i, you don't get upset. You're Maliki, you don't get upset. Hanbali, you don't get upset. Everyone, you find every scholar of your school of thought has said to you, it's obligatory. And here, Al-Imam al-Nawawi said, وَالْفِدَاءُ بِالْمَالِ وَاجِبٌ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْنَا تَخْلِيصُ الْأَسْرَى بِهِ And he said, and to sacrifice our wealth to save the asra is obligatory if we are able to. And also, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, فِكَاكُ الْأَسْرَى مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ To release the hostages and the prisoners is from the greatest of obligation. Listen to what he said. He said, وَبَدْلُ الْمَالِ الْمَوْقُوفِ And to spend the money that is endowment, يعني waqf. No one has, no one owns it. The Muslim community owns it. الْمَالِ الْمَوْقُوفِ وَغَيْرُ And other, يعني similar wealth, في ذلك من أعظم القربات. In that matter, in freeing the prisoners from the greatest of offering and sacrifices. And Abu Bakr al-Jassas, rahimahullah, from the Hanafi madhab, he said, وهذا الحكم من وجوب مفادات الأسرى ثابت علينا. And this ruling of the obligation that we have to release the Asra is obligatory on us. Obligatory on us and confirmed on us. And al-Kamal ibn al-Humam, another Hanafi scholar, and listen to his words, he said, إِنَّ إِنْقَاذَ الْأَسِيرِ وَاجِبٌ عَلَى الْكُلِّ مِنَ الشَّرْقِ إِلَى الْغَرْبِ He said, saving and helping and releasing the prisoners is an obligation on everyone from east to west. يعني no matter what country you come from, يعني sister, عَافِيَ صِدِّيقِ, all the way in a different country, it is obligatory on you. And a brother here, it's an obligatory on you to help in releasing him. And also another alim, the author of Mughni al-Muhtaj from the Shafi'i madhab, he was refuting another alim who said, it is preferred to save the asra. He said, وَالصَّحِيحُ أَنَّهُ وَاجِبٌ مَعَ الْقُدْرَى مُطْلَقًا وَحَكَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ الْإِجْمَاعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ And he said, and the correct, it is obligatory if you are able, and more than one alim, they have spoken the consensus about that. So what is the summary? What is the summary of what we're saying? My brothers and sisters in Islam, it is an obligation on every country, a Muslim country, and every government, and every group of Muslim, and every single person to try his utmost to release and to free his brothers in Islam. And with his wealth, and the sadaqah, and the zakat, and his jah, يعني with his status, if he's got high status, by putting pressure, والقوة, and if he has power to do so, and no one is excused by not giving aid to his brother in Islam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ Whomever is in the need of his brother in Islam, Allah is in his need. And وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرُبَاتِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And whomever relieve a burden and a hardship from his brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him and will remove one of the burdens of the hereafter. So it is not the brotherhood in Islam only. It is the aqidah that you carry. It is a human instinct to save the oppressed. Even if you have nothing and you have nothing to do, you can't do anything. The dua. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ did. when Mecca took some of the Muslim hostages, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his dua, he said, "Allahumma najji Ayyash ibn Rabi'ah." And he mentioned them by name. "Allahumma najji Salam ibn Hisham." "Allahumma najji al-Walid ibn al-Walid." He mentioned, "Oh Allah, save Hisham ibn Rabi'ah." "Oh Allah, save Salam ibn Hisham." "Oh Allah, save al-Walid ibn al-Walid." "Allahumma najji al-mustad'afina min al-mu'minin." "Oh Allah, save the weakened one from the believers." "Allahumma shudud wat'ataka ala mudar." "Oh Allah, strengthen your wrath on mudar." "Allahumma aj'alha sinina ka sinini Yusuf." "Oh Allah, make it a years full of droughts like the years of Yusuf." So at least, adhaful iman, the weakest of iman, is to make dua. To make dua, to remember him in your dua. Adhaful iman, to come and attend events, to support with $1 if you can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And nothing that you spend in the cause of Allah, it will be paid back to you, and you will not be oppressed on the day of judgment. So what are the points? What do I need to do as a Muslim who lives here? There is few points, and it's my personal ijtihad in the matter. Also the sisters and Global Voice of Justice, they have other plans. But to highlight the issue of the Asra, and to give it the attention that is needed. It needs to be highlighted and spoken about and paid attention to. Emotion, not enough. Screaming and yelling, not enough. You need to highlight the matter, to talk about it to your brothers, to your sisters. Instead of talking about the TV show and what is the cheapest shopping, talk about the Asra. So the matter is alive in your mind. And to implement a pressure on the politicians to do something, to put some pressure, also to save the money and allocate money to help the projects of the Asra. I can't believe a community that have over 500 solicitors at least, they cannot establish something. I know there was and there were some attempts, but really, we have to step up. We have to step up to the plate. We have to put our efforts together to get somewhere. And also, we have to expose the enemies of Allah and expose their crimes against Islam and against the Muslims and against the humanity. They have to be exposed by sending email, by talking about it, by trying to have media channels, whatever. We have to expose the crime. As long as their crimes are hidden, they are doing whatever they like. And to help the media outlets, even if it is not a Muslim media outlet, but it's talking about the same issue, then to help in that regard. So you can highlight the issue. And finally, I give an advice, and maybe if our brothers and sisters in jail, they can hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So do not become weak, nor be sad, and you will be the superior, and you will be superior, if you are indeed the true believers. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلْيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. If a wound has touched you, be sure a similar wound has touched the others. And so are the days good and not so good we give to men by turns, that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may take martyrs from among you. And Allah likes not the zalimun, the polytheists and the wrongdoers. وَلْيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And that Allah may test or purify the believers from sins and destroy the disbelievers. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And do you think that you will enter paradise before Allah tests you? Those of you who have fought in His cause, and also test those who are sabirin. And also, since we started with Yusuf, we remember what was the end of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ.
نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين. Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf in the land to take position therein. When or where he likes, we bestow of our mercy on whom we will, and we make not to be lost the reward of the muhsineen, the good doers.
And don't be sad, my brothers and sisters in prison, if you hear this. Don't be sad and listen to this poetry.
فَلَا عَجَبَ لِلْأُسْدِ إِنْ ظَفَرَتْ بِهَا كِلَابُ الْأَعَادِي مِنْ فَصِيحٍ وَأَعْجَمِ فَحَرْبَةُ وَحْشِيٍ سَقَتْ حَمْزَةَ الرَّدَى وَمَوْتُ عَلِيٍّ مِنْ حُسَامِ بْنِ مُلْجَمِ.
And do not wonder when the lions are attacked by sick dogs, whether they are Arabs or non-Arabs. Indeed, the spear of Wahshi have made Hamza taste death, and the death of Ali radiallahu anhu was with the dagger of the Muljam, the Khariji, the deviant. So my brothers, that is not a humiliation, that is a pride. And the last point that I see in my lecture with, to the non-Muslims who are here, and to the ones who are supporting this cause, I like to thank you. And to the non-Muslims who are here to spy and to know and to use it against us, I have a message for you. Give it to your superior. It is from one of your philosophers, but he had some wisdom at least. He had wisdom of freedom. This man, his name is Spinoza, who was born, and he is, by the way, a Jewish philosopher who was born in 1632. He said, and I read from Arabic and translate to English, إِنَّ غَايَةَ الدَّوْلَةِ لَيْسَتِ الْإِرْهَابُ وَالْإِذْلَالِ. The aim of any government is not to terrorize and humiliate. بَلْ بَسْطُ الْعَدَالَةِ وَالْحُرِّيَّةِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Indeed, it is, their duty is to spread justice and freedom between the people. وَالْحُرِّيَّةُ خَيْرٌ دَائِمًا. And freedom is good always. حَتَّى فِي السَّاعَاتِ الَّتِي تَجْلِبُ الضَّرَرِ. Even in the times that maybe can bring harm. أَوْ تُسَبِّبُ الطِّرَابَ. Or it causes some unsettlement. And he said, إِنَّ الْقَوَانِينَ الَّتِي تَحْكُمُ الْأَفْوَاهِ أَوْ تُحَكِّمُ الْأَفْوَاهِ. As for the laws that seals and shut the mouth, وَتَحَطِّمُ الْأَقْلَامِ, and breaks the pen, تَهْدِمُ نَفْسَهَا بِنَفْسِهَا, will destroy itself by itself. وَأَنَّ الظُّلْمَ وَإِنْ طَالَ مَآلُهُ الزَّوَالِ. And oppression, it doesn't matter how long it goes, one day it will be destroyed and finished. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم واستغفروه إنه هو الغفير السميع الحميد العليم. جزاكم الله خير لحسن استماعكم. May Allah reward you for your attention, and may Allah reward everyone who attended. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
For more information about our CD distribution, please visit our website on aswjmedia.com.au. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.